Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that he may be able to stand before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host for the top part of Saturday. By name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. All right, this is top part of Saturday. This is the day the Almighty has made, so we're going to check it on the international side and see who all ready to get into involved in the Saturday. Remember, all six locations is open. Call for details, 224-600-5579. If you're within 70 miles or any of the anointed camp, get in where you fit in, big ears, little mouth, and learn the word of Yahuwah. That's what we're here for, St. Reyes. So let's throw it on the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get something going on, and we'll turn it over to the elder, the lead teacher, and we'll ride shotgun this weekend, no doubt about it. We love doing that anyway. I mean, I'm not all ears. I'm all ears. So let's throw it on the international side and see who all join us for the top part of the Saturday. All the slots are still. And guess what? That's a good thing, like the elders say. All the slots are still, 195 international countries, and what's flashing on the international side, 113-347, 113-347. So one thing about it, whatever the 113-347, it'll tell you all about it. Top part of the Saturday Seed Radio. Remember, Yahuwah set this day up for me and you to be part of his covenant. Remember, two type of peoples in the world, covenant keepers and non-covenant keepers. Don't look at skin, look at the covenant. How you make your move, the covenant. Everything is the covenant. That's how you make your move. You make your decision. What kind of way? The covenant. You're a covenant keeper. You know you got something that check you. If you're not a covenant keeper, you're wide open. You're something to do anything. No doubt about it. Let's bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about this top part of the Sabbath day, this day the Almighty has made. So we'll bring the elder in, and when you meet the elder, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs. Yahuwah
bid you that seed right here. And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. Well, this is the day the Almighty made, top part of the Sabbath day. And like we say, it's two types of peoples in this world, covenant keepers and non-covenant keepers. Once we recognize that, you never being surprised of what you see a person say or do. Because what will check you is the covenant. What will not check you is not being a covenant keeper. So what you got to tell this national audience, and I think they're in grand style, all the slots are filled, 195 international countries, 113-347 is flashing. Take your time, Eldon, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you. Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I think you're absolutely right. It looked like we have another great turnout of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. 113,347 listeners. Well, it's still going up, and that simply means one thing. People want to hear something, and what they want to hear is the words of Yahuwah, and that's a good thing. I always find that's a good thing. I love to listen to words of Yahuwah myself. You know, that brings me to think. A wise mother from one of the camps asked me not too long ago and said, Elder Mr. Tibbs, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah, sure, go right ahead. How can I get previous programs of the shows that the temple broadcasts? I replied, you can get any previous 12 programs. That's a good question. We got what we call 12 programs on a DVD. Nobody's asked that question in a long time. You can get any previous 12 programs of sponsored by the 12 tribes of Israel. And so they thought about that for a second and say, how can I get one of the raw blue t-shirts that the camp usually have? I said, wow, that's another good question. Nobody's asked me that in over a year. So I thought, that's a great question. So I said, well, I'll present that on the show tonight to let everyone know how to do the same. Well, that was a very good question and very Yaqwali, just to get 12 programs so they can get a belly full of Yaqwali each time that they play it over and over. Because we have a lot of information in that 12 stack of programs. I said, you just call the international line and place your order. Well, what's the number? Well, that's the number I usually give when we're on the program. So the number is 224-600-5579. That's our international line, which the seer just mentioned. You know, getting words of Yaqwah in a royal blue garment, I thought that was a very Yaqwali question to ask. That put a smile on my face for me to hear a question like that asked, considering all the time I'm getting challenges trying to pick my mind to see how much I know about Yaqwah. I'm quite sure most of us can have the same thing done to us too, but our comeback is to be word up in Yaqwah. So when you get challenges like that, you can give yourself praise for being able to give the right answer. Maybe possibly even giving yourself a chance to get what we call a James 5:20. Help change that person's transgressions and to righteous learning. You help save a multitude of others, even your own self. So you can give yourself praise. That's what we do by mentioning the word Yada, Y-H-D-H. Praise, that's what it means. An ancient Semitic original pure form of the word praise. The fourth son born to Jacob, which we know as Israel, the tribe of Yada, Y-H-D-H, he honored the heavens with songs and dances, and ancient Semitics using no Latin or Greek vowel points in the ancient dialect of the Semitic nations. Well, that's why we try to stay in the Bible. And we try to bring the protocol of the Bible so most of the members can know actually what the Bible protocol is. It's how the word was given. That's right, how the word was given. The word originated from the Father. It went to the Son, Yaqwah the Son, to the ministers, to the seers, to the elders, and then ministered unto you. Well, we have a lot of people that sometimes they want to call themselves the second coming. That's a bad thing because we know that man that walk on earth is not the second coming. He might have came to your house twice. That would probably be a second coming, but not in the spirit. Because we look in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 6. Let's see what it says about who came. Verse number 6, Yaqwah the Son said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we learn to relish the words that we read in the Bible, and we interpret some of the scriptures that are said so that the listening members can get a better understanding. You know, because that way to righteousness is not so wide as you might think. It's a very narrow path. You see what it says when you have too much leeway. In 2 Esther, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, chapter 7, verse 7 and verse number 8, 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small there could only be one man go there at once. Well, I know where I want to be on that narrow path. That's myself going into a righteous area. I don't want too much leeway where I can fall left or right because I have too much play. And this is probably what you run into with conversations, people trying to lead you away from the word of Yahuwah. They probably want to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13. 13 says, in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth into destruction, and many there which go thereat. Yeah, don't need too much leeway, especially when you're learning the word of Yahuwah. You want to stay with the King James Version. You want to make sure that the words that you hear is of the book and not of a man's mouth. You know, when you do book, make sure you have the Bible open. Do book, do Bible. Because you find out that a teacher can't learn from his students. And quite often you have students that come up under the teacher. He wants to turn around and teach the teacher. Well, in some cases, that might be a good thing, especially if he's learning. But having knowledge, the teacher gains more experience by teaching and sometimes nurturing the students that have an energetic capability and want to be a teacher themselves one day. And as it develops, this shows well in all the six camps that wanted to teach. They teach the word of Yahuwah too. We all came to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they never understand. And we get that. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this and more possible. Many came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Some looking can never find. We've seen brothers that couldn't even find a book of Genesis in the King James Bible. I'd say, no, brother, go look there, right here. It's the first book in the Bible. Tutoring them, telling them which way to go, so they can be properly nurtured into the word of Yahuwah. This is why when teaching the word of Yahuwah, it makes all this and more possible for the righteous. The key word here is righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts that we're taught. We're given the knowledge to know we have a lot out there that camouflages the evil and confused teachings. An overly loud bump the gums contest, which we have recently seen. They use this for their so-called righteous learning. Even trying to turn the Bible scriptures around at different times as verbal weapons. Sometimes using emails to try to make spiritual stabs at those of us that know. But anyway, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. And connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because this is information that you came and knocked. And now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And the days that we're open and times, we're open from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, we generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And what do you know? That's today. 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices, one which being tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu, but after clicking this, again you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, all your kindreds of the people, give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to make this ministry, bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, we have a live program also. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, type in 3 words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button. As soon as it appears, this will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using 2 email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This will write in your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, what I had mentioned earlier, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures, or any particular questions that you have, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. To do that, open up any search engine. Type in 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually at that point, you can choose any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. Because actually, I've seen people send 8 to 10 text questions. We had to either block or restrict that misuse. And if teaching time ends before Broad Talk time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But as you know, today is another day for learning the word of Yahuwah, and nothing has changed except the number of people that come to listen to Yahuwah's word. And those of us that's listening, we have to remember, the work that we do, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created in this life to do. And think about it, and that's if at all possible. Remember, if anyone ever says they've even done more, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now, that's impossible. But you find most people try to brag about doing anyway. So to find out what your possibilities can be in the word of Yahuwah, let's keep your Bibles open. We'll pass our program over to our seer Israel and get the top part of Sabbath day going. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Jael, that's excellent on your part, and that's a great thing, and that's a great gift for those that are family members out of town to get that 12-pack, 12 copies on one disc, and send that to your loved ones and let them sit around and put that together. You understand one thing? The word of Yahweh is going to stand, like you tell you in 4 verse 6 of Zechariah. He says, it won't be by might. It won't be by strength. It'll be by my words. So the words is what's going to take care of this business, and only the strong survive in his words. Got it? Good. All right. We're going to see if we'll get something going on. Then we're going to turn over to the elder, let him take it from there. El teacher, Brother Yagdai Israel, shortly. So we'll get a little few things on table, and we'll ride shotgun for the rest of the weekend. And we love that every minute of that. So let's see if we find Sister G. Israel, and we'll get something going on. Top of the Sabbath day. This is the day the Almighty El made, so when you meet your sister, well, loud boys, you say, Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yagdai Judah, Yahweh be to that seed raised.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Sister G. Israel. We'll get something going on top part of the Sabbath day. Let's see which way he wants to go. See if he can throw a flu around, and we'll be right back and watch it unfold itself. How about getting that microphone and see how you can holler out Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister G. Israel, come on.
Luke chapter 12. Verse 12, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The righteous spirit will teach you in the very same hour. The righteous spirit will teach you. Let's look what it says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. The righteous spirit will teach you in the very same hour. Matthew chapter 18, verse 7, what it say?
Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. Matthew chapter 18, verse 7 reads, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh.
Hmm. So he said, now understand one thing. He said, offense is always going to come. But the one that muster that battle, he said, the end is not going to be good on that person. So that's the key right there, Siri. He's always going to be, who think it's going to be a smooth sailing? He tell you in 1633 of St. John, he makes it plain with you in St. John 16:33. And what did he say?
John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33 reads, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
See the man saying? He said, listen here. He said, now, if you think you're gonna be Teflon and getting to where you want to get to, it ain't going to happen. He said, the same thing that happened to me is going to happen to you. But the end of it will be eternal life. You just got to recognize the signs of the time. Let's see, when that was said, what did the woman say behind that in Luke chapter 11, verse 27 and 28? Now, a woman heard that statement, and let's see what this woman said behind a statement like that. Luke chapter 11, 27 and 28, what did she say?
Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. Luke chapter 11, verse 27. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare you, and the paps which you have sucked. 28. But he said, yes, rather blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it.
You hear Yahweh say, all that hollering is one thing. He says, blessed is the one that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. He said, that's where your blessing come in at, that hear the word and keep the word. So there go the blessing. So she got excited. She heard him talking real good, and he was talking real loud. Matter of fact, let's see how loud he was talking by precepting that to the seventh chapter of Matthew. He was talking pretty good. And he said, yeah, okay, that sounds pretty good. But look what's written over there in Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 and 29. What did it say?
Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 through 29. Verse 28. And it came to pass that when Yahweh the Son had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, teaching. 29. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's the key right there. Is that you're going to be astonished at this teaching from the sixth anointed camps, because we bring out things that make you, you know, if you ain't prepared, it'll make you always holler, what? Now, let's precept that a little bit and see exactly in 2 Maccabees chapter 6. Let's take another look at that by doing a little precepting. Let's go to 2 Maccabees chapter 6 and look at verse 23 down to verse 27 and 31. Let's see what's said in 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 23 to 25. Well, 2 Maccabees 6, 23 to 27 and verse 31. Let's see what's going on. 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, 23, down to verse 27 and 31. Sister G. Israel, come on.
2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verses 23 through 27 and 31. Second Maccabees chapter 20, chapter 6. Verse 23. But he began to consider discreetly, and as became his age and the excellency of his ancient years, and the honor of his gray head, whereunto he was come, and his most honest education from a child, or rather the righteous Torah instructions made and given by Yahweh. Therefore he answered accordingly and willed them straightways to send him to the grave. 24. For it becometh not our age, said he, in any wise to dissemble, whereby many young persons might think that Eleazar, being 80 years old were now gone to a strange belief, way of life. 25. And so they, through my hypocrisy and desire to live a little time and a moment longer, should be deceived by me, and I get a stain to my old age and make it abominable. 26. For the present time I should be delivered from the punishment of men, yet should I not escape the hand of the Almighty, neither alive nor dead. 27. Wherefore now, manfully changing this life, I will show myself such an one as mine age requires. 31. And thus this man died, leaving his death for an example of a noble courage and a memorial of virtue, not only unto young men, but unto all his nation.
Mm. So you see, once you're in a anointed leadership, you got to lead by example. Yeah, what are you saying? He said, I can do some things that don't look straight, and it ain't going to come out right. But once you're anointed by Yahweh, you're going to make the right decision because you're going to find a covenant with Yahweh, and he'll tell you what moves to make in a covenant. So that's what he was saying. He said, look here, I can mess around and act like I got a little amnesia, and then I can send a bad signal. He said, but as long as you stay in the covenant of Yahweh, I handle it. Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 2, 1 through 13. We're going to 1 Maccabees chapter 2, and we'll look at 1 through 13, and then we'll skip down to verse 16, 18 through 22, then skip down to verse 26 and 27, 32 through 35, 41 through 44, 47, 48, 56 through 64, and 67 and 68. We repeat that again. 1 Maccabees chapter 2, 1 through 13. Get down to verse 16. 18 to 22, 26 and 27, 32 through 35, 41 through 44, 44, 47 and 48, 56 through 64, and 67 and 68. Sister G. Israel, you're on the clock there. Come on.
1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13, 16, 18 through 22, 16 through 27, 32 through 35, 41 through 44, 47 through 48, 56 through 64, and 67 through 68.
That sounds pretty good, but 1 through 13, skip down to 18 to 22, and 26 and 27. I'll tell you what we do. We just knock out a few of them, and then we'll take them there. 1 Maccabees 2, 1 through 13, and 16. Get that out the way, and then we'll add a little bit more as it unfolds. 1 Maccabees 2, 1 through 13, and 16. Let's see what that say. Come on.
First Maccabees, chapter 2.
One through 13 and 16.
First Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 1. Then his son Judas, called Maccabeus, rose up in his stead, too, and all his brethren helped him, and so did all they that held with his father, and they fought with cheerfulness the battle of Israel. 3. So he gave his people great honor and put on a breastplate as a giant, and girt his warlike harness about him. And he made battle, protecting the host with his sword. 4. In his acts he was like a lion, and like a lion's whelp, roaring for his prey. 5. For he pursued the wicked, and sought them out, and burnt up those that vexed his people. 6. Wherefore the wicked shrunk for fear of him, and all the workers of iniquity were troubled, because salvation prospered in his hand. 7. He grieved also many kings, and made Israel glad with his acts, and his memorial is blessed forever. 8. Moreover, he went through the cities of Judah, destroying the unyakwali out of them, and turning away wrath from Israel. 9, so that he was renowned unto the utmost part of the earth, and he received unto him such as were ready to perish. 10. Then Apollonius gathered Esau together and a great host out of Samaria, the northern kingdom, to fight against Israel, the southern kingdom. 11. Which things Judas perceived, he went forth to meet him, and so he smote and slew him. Many also fell down slain, but the rest fled. 12. Wherefore Judas took their spoils and Polyonius' sword also, and therewith he fought all his life long. 13. Now, when prince of the army of Syria.
Hold on for a minute. Now, you mentioned about the southern and northern kingdom, but back up a little bit. Let's see, can we tighten that up? Because right now, at the time of this, northern kingdom is already gone into captivity. So there's no battle between northern and southern kingdom, period. So let's back up to about verse 9 again, and let's walk this through and see if we can tie this in. We got to know a minute or two. Let's walk this up and take a look. Pick it back to verse 9 again and see if we can get a hold to this. Verse 9.
So that he was renowned unto the utmost parts of the earth, and he received unto him such as were ready to perish. Then Apollonius gathered Esau together as a great host out of Samaria to fight against Israel. 11. Which thing was when...
Hold on a minute. Oh, so Israel. Back up again. Come back again and read that verse again. Read that verse 10 again. Take your time on that verse 10.
Then Apollonius gathered the Gentiles.
Right. So, in this case, what Gentiles he gathered, God bless you. These are talking, they ain't got nothing to do with our northern kingdom, period. These Gentiles is the one that he getting ready to go against. These Gentiles are here. He getting ready to go against. But northern kingdom of Israel, they've been gone. They've been gone about over 500 years. They're gone now. So this is talking about somebody else. And we'll break that down later. But now go to the next verse. So just leave that word in there, just Gentile, and we'll tighten it up in a minute. He's going to, he finna fight him some Gentile. And matter of fact, I'll put up the definition out of your Compact Bible or some Bible dictionary and read what the word Gentile means. We might as well stop and take a look at that, since that must be the topic right now. Let's pull up and see exactly what do the word Gentile mean. So pull up and give me a definition of the word Gentile. Yes, Israel. Doctor, I'll get you that senior.
And Yahweh bless you, senior Israel.
Let's look up the word Gentile and see what that word means in the case we're in right now. Gentile. What it means?
I said Esau. It's not Esau in this one.
Huh?
I said Esau. It's not Esau this time.
It can be, but we're going to get the definition of Gentile. Yep.
Okay.
Northern kingdom is nowhere on the scene. So this Gentile got to be somebody else. But I need the definition of Gentile anyway, since that word on the table. I need to get me a biblical definition of the word Gentile. What that mean? What do it mean Gentile. You got a Compact Bible Dictionary or Zomini Bible Dictionary close by, where you look up the word Gentile and tell me what it means.
I don't have the Ungers Bible Dictionary.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we just leave it right there for a minute, and that was verse 10. So so what we do, we just take it from verse 11. So now we got Gentile on the table. So we see Judas Maccabees getting ready to fight against some Gentiles. So he's getting ready to get him a lick in against some Gentiles right now coming out the southern kingdom. So we leave that right there and we go to verse number 11. Let's see what verse 11 says.
Which thing when Judas perceived, he went forth to meet him. And so he smote him and slew him. Many also fell down slain, but the rest fled. 12. Wherefore Judas took their spoils and Apollonius' sword also, and therewith he fought all his life long. 13.
So,
now,
hold that point right there. So he whooping Apollonius. So who leading this battle is a man named Apollonius. So he really putting a whooping on him. So now we'll go a little bit more. So that Gentile he's talking about is hooked up with Apollonius. So now let's find out a little bit more what happened next.
13. Now, when Siron, a prince of the army of Syria, heard say that Judas had gathered unto him a multitude and company of the faithful, believers in the covenant, to go out with him to war.
So now Syria found out that he was prepared to get him a lick in now. So now we got Gentile, we got the man you mentioned, and then we got Syria on the table. So now we kind of seeing a little picture here. Now, verse 16.
And when he came near to the going up of Beth-horon, Judas went forth to meet him with a small company.
Mm-hmm. So Judas, now he went to meet him now. So he going to meet Apollonius, the Gentile, around Syria. So now he going to meet him now. Okay. Now Judas getting ready to meet him. Now that's good. Now we got a good picture going on. Verse 18 down to verse 22. And what happened next?
18. Unto whom Judas answered, it is no hard matter for many to be shut up in the hands of a few. And with Yahweh of heaven, it is all one, to deliver it with a great multitude or a small company. 19. For the victory of battle standeth not in the multitude of an host, but strength cometh from heaven. 20.
Yeah.
They come against us in much pride and iniquity to destroy us and our wives and children and to spoil us. 21. But we fight for our lives and our Torah instructions. 22. Wherefore, Yahweh himself will overthrow them before our face. And as for you, be you not afraid of them. 26.
Hold that point. Read that verse again. What did Yahweh just say again?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
22.
A multitude. Well, hold it. Let me get a shot in that. Yahweh is talking. He said, although they're on simple trap and they got a multitude everywhere around, but anointed leadership said, what again in verse 25? What? Now, let's see how anointed leadership over the top when he looked like things is not in your favor. How you supposed to talk again, Sister G. Israel, in verse 25?
Read 25. Then began the fear of Judas and his brethren, and an exceeding great dread to fall upon the nations round about them.
Well, hold on, back up. I need to hear the part of what verse is that one? When they start shaking in their boots a little bit, because they seen them all around the place. They was shaking in their boots a little bit. Back up and see what anointed leadership said when they seen them have their boots all shaking and stuff. What verse is that, Sister G has read? The boot shakers. What
verse is that? 22. Wherefore, Yahweh himself will overthrow them before our face. And as for you, be you not afraid. Be afraid of them. 23. Now, as soon as he had left off speaking, and he leapt suddenly upon them. And so Theron and his host was overthrown before them. 24. And they pursued them from the going down of Bethhorn unto the plain, where were slain about 800 men of them, and the residue fled into the land of the Philistines.
Mm-hmm. But I want to go back to that word called telling them to don't fear. Don't fear because you see a multitude, because you see the deck stack. Don't fear when you see the deck stack by looking at numbers. Because that fear, we got to take a look at that verse. It wasn't no accident that verse came up. But let's find out when you got that kind of fear, what that means in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So now you see what anointed leadership told him? They said, oh, man, look at all them peoples out there. They're everywhere. And what did he say? He said, now, don't fear because you see them everywhere. He said, because that fear that you're talking about has some 1 Timothy 1, verse 7. What does it say in 1 Timothy 1, verse 7? 1 Timothy 1, verse 7.
1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. Desiring to be teachers of the Torah instruction, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm.
No, I meant that on 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, so you see it? See, this is how you hit something along the way of hitting something. Give me 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. You see, you heard that anointed leadership saying 2 and 2? He said, look here. Why y'all jumping around because you seeing all the numbers of the multitude out there? Why y'all acting like that? Let's see what he says in 2 Timothy. Paul pulled that verse in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Go ahead. What did he say?
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
He said, Yahweh ain't giving us that spirit. So if you got a fearful spirit, Yahweh ain't give it to you. So if you got a fearful spirit, if you see a multitude is not in your favor, he said, but Yahweh ain't giving you that. Now I got to precept that. So let me see what we can precept that on with the Jesus. You know, that's one thing about Yahweh's word. Let's back up to the sixth chapter. See, when you know you got your maker working with you, he got everything laid out for you. That's why leadership got to understand something. You got to start to learn how to be proactive in leadership, not reactive. You got to know how to, like Judas just said, he said, look here. He said, everybody, oh, man, look at all them armies. They got their armies. They ready. They ready to throw it out. Wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute, the host that's just ready to take care of his business. Let's talk from Yahweh first. Now, we go on to the 2 Kings chapter 6. Because we can all precept that and see if we draw a little picture on it. 2 Kings chapter 6. And we'll look right down at verse 15. Let's see what's going on in verse 15. 2 Kings 6. And we'll look at verse number 15. Let's see what we're looking at there, Sister G. Israel. Let's see, can we tie something in? Let's make some out of this.
2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 15. And when the servant of the man of Yahuwah was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do?
He said, you surrounded everywhere. Man of Yahuwah, he said, what can we do? Oh, my goodness, look, I'm up early in the morning, I'm seeing something here, and everywhere you look, I see somebody ready to get you. You know that they're ready to get you, because they know it's you. What did he say next?
16, and he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Now he said, now wait a minute. They that's with us, all of us is just you and then me. What you talking about? How in the world are you going to tell me that? Now wait a minute, Seer. You can't tell me that. I'm seeing horses everywhere. They got their weapons and got their shields. They got everything working with. And they got tobacco in their mouth and they're drinking vinegar. You can't tell me there's more of us than them. You see that? So Yahuwah watched him and let him bump his gums. And Yahuwah could have come behind him, and the seer can come behind and say something. What did the seer say next? Call your verse out. Verse 17.
And Elisha prayed and said, Yahuwah, I pray you, open his eyes, that he may see. And Yahuwah opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
That's a, you see, he said, open his boy's eyes up spiritually so he can see the real deal. He said, the real deal, although they everywhere around, but look what behind them is the mental spirit of Yahuwah got everything all sealed down. Open his young man eyes up where he can see past worldly. See that? That's right there. Now let's go back. So that's what Judas Maccabees is saying right in this verse right here. He's saying, because people right now ain't looking at, that all they got is a tin can in their hand, and everybody else prepared to deliver them up. So look what he's saying. Go back to 1 Maccabees 2, and let's read that verse again, what Judas Maccabee, the hammer, said to those of Southern Kingdom that was with him. What happened next? Back to Maccabees 2, and pick it back up at a verse where he told them, don't fear. What verse is that again, Sir G? What verse is that?
Okay.
Somebody in class, help Sister G out and get me that verse.
Maccabees 2, verse 20.
Yeah, it was in 1 Maccabees 2, and when he told them, when people... 1
Maccabees chapter 3, 18.
No, but we're in 1 Maccabees, no. Somewhere around 22. And when they say,
Maccabees, chapter 2, I think I was at verse 22. Oh, you said go back up.
Yeah. Read that again for G. Israel. Let's hear it again.
First Maccabees, chapter 2, verses 18 through 22. Now, therefore,
oh, read
you first.
Sorry, hold on. Hold on, Sir G. Let's get where the part when he told him, fear not. Let's get to that part right there. Okay, give me what Paul he said. Tell him to fear not. What verse is that?
That
all right, we'll go ahead and start at 22. Go back to start at 22. Now, let's in class, pay attention to this right here, because there's a message in this along the way. It's a message in here, and we're going to see who got some 23, verse 40 through 47, working with me and out of the book called Jasper. We're going to see if anybody got anything to work with. Now, we in 1 Maccabees 2, and we'll pick it up at verse number 22 again. Come on, that's a G. Then when we get to that verse, then we'll stop. We'll get to that verse and we'll stop from there. 1 Maccabees 2, and pick up verse 22.
I think I was reading something else, because this doesn't look right.
Well,
I think I was reading from somewhere else. The other,
come back.
And no one stopped me. No one stopped me.
Sister G is real. Say what? Let's just come back to Maccabees, 1 Maccabees 2, and pick it up at verse 22.
I think I need to read this over because I think I was reading from somewhere else.
Okay, well let's pick it up really at 1 Maccabees 2:22. Let's pick it up right there for a minute. 1 Maccabees 2:22. Let's start with that.
Right. 1 Maccabees, chapter
2:22.
Hold on a minute.
2:22. Let's pick it up right there. Let's see what we can get out of 1 Maccabees 2:22-27. Let's see what we can get out of this. Come on.
Okay. We will not hearken to the king's words to go from our belief, either on the right hand or the left. 23. Now when he had left speaking these words, there came one of Yahdah Judah in the sight of all to sacrifice on the altar, which was at Modin, according to the king's command. 24. Which thing, when Maccabeus saw, he was inflamed with zeal, and his reins trembled. Neither could he forbear to show.
Hey, Susie, I guess you're more than right. Let's back up. We got a whole lot of bang on some things.
Yes.
And then crash. So, what were you bang on?
No,
it's saying
words.
Yeah, let's come on back to whatever you think you was at when he looked at your eyeball and told him, fear not. What do you think he was at? What do you think?
I don't know. I lost that page. Well, I don't know where I was. I lost that page. I just know that I wasn't reading from First Maccabees.
We came out of that, come back to that. We was in Maccabees, then we went out of Kings and to precept that to come back to where we was at. So we were somewhere. Okay, Brother Yagdah said, he said, okay, I'm about ready to see her. I got it. So now let's go to the third chapter and let's grab it. He said we was in the third chapter somewhere else. See, all I know, I just ran back. I just heard a good precept out of that. So come on back to what Brother Yagdah just said. He said, well,
okay. I think I was in chapter 3. Verse 25. Then the king.
Okay, good.
Then began the fear of Judas and his brethren, and exceeding great dread to fall upon the nations round about them.
Oh,
26.
Back up a little bit. But hold on. Back up a little bit more, because I want to get the people. They seen something. So they seen something. They made a murmuring. Back up, and Judas told them, don't fear not. So now back up a little bit to where the people, they seen the multitude. Keep
okay.
going back. And see,
that
people
was
seen the multitude.
11.
Okay.
Right. Then Apollyas gathered the Gentiles, Esau and his five sons, together, and a great host out of Samaria to fight against the Israel. 11. Which thing, when Judas perceived, he went forth to meet him, and so he smote him and slew him. Many also fell down slain, but the rest fled. Wherefore Judas took their spoils and Apollyas' sword also, and therewith he fought all his life long. 13. Now when Syrian, a prince of the army of Syria, heard say that Judas had gathered unto him a multitude and company of the faithful to go out with him to war, he said, I will get me a name and honor in the kingdom, for I will go fight with Judas and them that are with him who despise the king's commanding. 15. So he made him ready to go up. And then,
Hold that point. But this Gentile right here is not based upon Esau and his five sons. This is based upon something that's going on around Syria, around in that area. So this is another battle that he in right now with Syria. And one of the princes of Syria heard this matter, and they said they won't go get a piece of this right here now. Now, at this time, Esau and his five sons, they in the wings, trying to wait to hear the end of this right here, but they can get their hands on it. So in this case, Esau and his five sons, they watching this battle come from Syria. So let's skip down to verse 16. And let's see, because this Gentile, matter of fact, Brother Yaka, read the definition out of the Zonda Bible Dictionary of the word Gentile. What do it mean? Gentile. What does the word Gentile mean?
In that Compact Bible Dictionary by Zonda Ben, page number 185, and it reads, Gentile. Usually, it means a non-Israelite people.
Mm-hmm.
Under condition of peace, considerate treatment was courting Gentiles by the Israelites under.
Usually it means a non-Israelite, usually. But in some cases, you'll be talking about Israel. See, usually always means a non-Israelite or people. But in some cases, it could be talking about old Israel himself. And that's why you have to be clear when you see that word Gentile, what do it mean in this case? Because it can mean anything. It might be talking about the other nation. It might be talking about the bankers right back into the children of Israel face. Because if we read, give me that one verse there, Mother Dear Israel. Give me all. Maccabees 1:11. Because this right here, now look at this right here, 1:11, and this guy right here, it became, after we read 1:11, what did he say in 1:11?
First Maccabees
1:11.
First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
In those days went there out of Israel wicked men.
Mm-hmm.
Who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nations that are around about us.
Mm-hmm. So there you go there. So now that's a Gentile right there. When you're wicked, you become a Gentile because A, B, or B, Ephesians 2, verse 12 says what? Backed up from Moses.
Excuse me.
In 2nd, 13:25. Huh?
Excuse us here. Can I interject here before you get flowing with that?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're working on something, and this is an excerpt of what we wrote. This is an introduction to the Gentiles' critical commentary and explanation. the dictionary defines Gentile as a person that isn't a Jew, misnomer, or Japhethah Judah, a heathen or pagan. If you look at the etymology of Gentile, before the 14th century, it meant a non-Christian. According to Scripture, it means nation or person whose ignorance of the Torah instructions and the covenant of Yahweh. The definition is the therefore, the definition is the doctrine of men and is unsatisfactory. Judah is not the only tribe of Israel. What about the 11 other tribes? It includes Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, as well as the scattered northern kingdom of Israel. Since the Bible describes a Gentile as an ignorant person, that could be in reference to any person or nation and has nothing to do with religion and beliefs.
Excellent. Now let's go take a look at a couple of quick verses. Let's take a look at a couple of quick verses. Who got that Ephesians 2, verse 12?
Ephesians 2, verse 12.
Look at that.
That at that time you were without Yahweh the Son.
Right.
Being alien from the commonwealth of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and strangers from the covenant
mm-hmm.
of promise,
mm-hmm.
having no hope and without Yahweh in the world.
So there you go, another Gentile. So when you ain't got the covenant of Yahweh, you a stranger from the covenant, that make you a Gentile. So they go a Gentile. So whoever these is, the strangers from the covenant, that makes them a Gentile. Come on, Mother Z, give me that sack of Maccabees 13:25. Anytime you contrary and you are a stranger from the covenant, that makes you a Gentile. So you stranger from the covenant. Because Yahweh said, this is my covenant. If you do the covenant, you're not a Gentile. If you do the covenant, if you don't do the covenant, you're a Gentile. If you're doing the covenant, you're not a Gentile. Now look what it says in 2 Maccabees 13:25. What does it say that, Moses? 2
Maccabees chapter 13, verse 25.
What does it say?
Come to
2 Maccabees 13:25. What does it say?
2 Maccabees chapter 13, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25.
Uh-huh.
Come to the people.
Help out that brother Yahdah Israel. 2 Maccabees 13:25. 2 Maccabees 13:25. Let's see what that says. Do the part I want to do with the covenant. So that's what I mean by a Gentile, a stranger, and a Gentile is stranger from that covenant. The covenant, you got to eat all that roll. To be a covenant keeper, you got to eat all that roll and not pick out the part you want. So that'll make you a Gentile or a stranger from the covenant. And when you're stranger from the covenant, you got no hope of your father. Did we read that? Did we read it? Read it again in the bottom of that, what he said. So if you're a stranger, you're a Gentile, according to Yahweh, let's see what you're working with in Ephesians 2, verse was that again? 12. Now we're going to pay attention to the bottom part of it. If this falls in your lap, then let's see what he was telling these Ephesians about how they stand. I don't care what kind of condition you're in, this is how you stand. Read it again.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. That at that time you were without Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
being alien
mm-hmm.
from the commonwealth of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and strangers from the covenant of promise.
Now watch this. Here we go.
Having no hope.
So when you ain't got the covenant of Yahweh, how your hope stand?
No hope.
Read it. Come on.
And without Yahweh in this.
And how much Yahweh dealing with you? You see that? So if you ain't keeping the covenant, how much Yahweh dealing with you?
None.
According to, you ain't got nothing coming.
Right.
Huh?
Same with the prayer.
So you got to have the covenant for Yahweh to deal with you. Is that what we just got to reading?
Right.
So if you ain't got the covenant, then Yahweh is not dealing with you. He can't deal with you. Because that's what Paul telling you. He said, I don't care how much I'm over here in the field and y'all looking good, everybody's skinny and grinning. But if you ain't keeping the covenant, Yahweh is not with you. Is that what we just reading? All right, so is that what we're reading?
That's what we're reading. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, come on back.
Mm-hmm.
Come on back again. Third chapter of 1 Maccabees.
Mm-hmm.
Now we come back to 3rd chapter of Maccabees again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look at that 2 down to verse 27 one more time. That third book of Maccabees, right? First.
Yeah.
1:3, right?
Yeah, that's what I read mistakenly.
Well, really?
Okay.
Right, all good. It's all good. It's all about education.
Yeah.
It's all about work. It's good when somebody.
Yeah.
We all want. We all want one call. We all want page. We everything going good.
Right.
First Maccabees 2. Now pick up verse 22 out of verse chapter 3.
Yeah.
22 to 27 again. Now, with that understanding, we're doing real good. Come on.
First Maccabees chapter 3, verse 22 through 27. Wherefore, Yahweh himself will overthrow them before our face, and as for you, be you not afraid of them. 23.
Right there. That's anointed leadership. They said, look here. He said, Yahweh will overthrow them that's before you. Be not afraid. So that's leadership tell you. Be not afraid.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It might look like you all crowded in,
mm-hmm.
but be not afraid.
Damn.
Very.
23. Now, as soon as he had left off speaking, he leapt suddenly upon them. And so Siren and his host was overthrown before him. 24. And they pursued them from the going down of Beth Horon unto the plain, where were slain about 800 men of them, and the residue fled into the land of the Philistines. 25. Then began the fear of Judas and his brethren, and an exceeding great dread to fall upon the nations round about them. 26. Insomuch as his fame came unto the king, and all nations talked of the battles of Judas. 27.
Mm.
Now, when King Antiochus heard these things, he was full of indignation. Wherefore, he sent and gathered together all the forces of Israel, even a very strong army. 28. He opened also his treasure and gave his soldiers pay.
Hold that point at 27. So now here comes another king. He heard about what Judas had did, and like the word of him about what this was six anointed council of voices over to his life, what they doing. They hear all over the world about what old boys is doing. So now you gonna have them all want to come and try to make them a name. Skip down to verse 32 to 35, what it say?
32, 35. So he left Lysias, a nobleman, and one of the blood royal, to oversee the affairs of the king from the river Euphrates unto the borders of Egypt. 33, and to bring up his son Antiochus until he came again. 34, moreover, he delivered unto him the half of his forces and the elephants, and gave him charge of all things that he would have done, as also concerning them that dwelt in Yachzad, Judah, and the southern kingdom. 35, to wit, that he should send an army against them to destroy and root out the strength of Israel and the remnant of Yachzad, Judah, and to take away their memorial from that place. 36.
Hold on. So now everybody want to get into it. They heard about a good whoop and they weren't part of it. Now they want to get a piece of it. So we gonna go down there and I'm gonna pay folks up a whole year to do that and get that whooping for me. Get that whooping on them. Skip down to verse 41 to 44. Let's see what it says in 41 to 44, Sister G. Israel.
41. And the merchants of the country, hearing the fame of them, took silver and gold very much with servants and came into the camp to buy the children of Israel for slaves, a power also of Syria and of the land of the Philistines, joined themselves unto them. 42. Now when Judas and his brethren saw that the miseries were multiplied and that the forces did encamp themselves in their borders, for they knew how the king had given commandment to destroy the people and utterly abolish them. 43, they said one to another, let us restore the decayed estate of our people and let us fight for our people and the sanctuary. 44. Then was the congregation gathered together that they might be ready for battle and that they might pray and ask mercy and compassion.
So now everybody want to get in. And then you got other nations that we hear about the whoopings that's going on in the southern kingdom. Now let's go there and buy some slaves. Let's get some of them blessings over there on the chain. Let me pull a few of them away from here. So you see, don't look for no mercy when you're down. People to come, even the dog will come pee on you when you're down now. Keep that in your mind now. So don't look for no mercy. Hey, look here. We hear about what's going on over there. Let us go over there and get us a little lick in real quick. See how what's going on so far. Okay, good. Now, skip down to verse number. We got to 47 and 48. What is saying 47 and 48, says G. Israel?
Then they fasted that day and put on sackcloth and cast ashes upon their heads and rinsed their clothes. 38. And laid open the book of the Torah instructions.
Hold on, Sister G. Israel. Let's get 47 and 48 out the way. 47 and 48. Yeah, read 47 and 48.
47. Then they fasted that day and put on sackcloth and cast ashes upon their heads and rinsed their clothes. 48. And laid open the book of the Torah instructions, wherein the nations, Esau and his five sons, had sought to paint the likeness of their images.
Get down to verse 56 to 64. Listen good. 56
versus
54. Listen to this.
56, this goes to 60. Through 60. But as for such as were building houses or had betrothed wives or were planting vineyards or were fearful, those he commanded that they should return, every man to his own house, according to the Torah instruction.
Let me get in. Back up to verse 5 again. Now listen to this real good. Look what he said in verse 55 and 56. Back up to 55 and 56. Listen to what he said. Take your time, Sister G, is right.
Okay.
You own something here. 55 and 56 says what?
55. And after this, Judas ordained captains over the people, even captains over thousands and over hundreds and over fifties and over tens. 56. But as for such as were building houses or had betrothed wives or had planted vineyards or were fearful, those he commanded that they should return, every man to his own house, according to the law.
Oh, so that's why you got to watch who around you, because you can't have no shake and take when all of a sudden we get hot and heavy. Look at the ones that hear footsteps in the background, and well, I think I hear mama calling me. Man, mama in another state. You can hear that, folks. You see? You see what he do? Look here. So Judas Maccabee, now he pulled that verse from somewhere, Mother E. He pulled that verse. Where he pulled that from in Judges chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. See, he pulled that verse. He said, look here. So now he wasn't going on emotions. He pulled a verse that's coming out of Judges chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. He said, listen. Now, the war that you just got you a wife, you just got in a relationship, you just built your little house, and you think about your property. He said, why don't y'all just stay back with that, madam? He said, this right here ain't for you. We'll tell you the results a little bit later. You hold up on this right here. That's what he say. So he pulled that verse, and that's why you got to know the Bible. So he pulled that Mother Eve from 3. Judges chapter 3, 7, verse 3 and 4. Let's see where he pulled that verse from. What are you talking about?
Judges chapter 7, verse 3.
Yeah, check it out a little further. Keep reading, try to get the part of what kind of people's got to be when the heat gets turned up, what you're supposed to point back at to. Just keep reading, but pick up at verse number 3.
Judges chapter 7, verse 3. And therefore, go to the good, go to in the ears of the people.
Yeah.
Said,
what?
Whosoever is fearful.
He's a dog that's fearful. Otherwise, things you're out of the norm, man. You're the one that's fearful. Is that what Yahweh is saying so far?
Mm-hmm.
What is it next?
And a prayer.
And what?
And a prayer.
Go ahead and read.
Then he'll return and depart.
Yeah, because I don't want you stumbling around me, because you must want to hear a bird moving, you might shoot your pistol and hit me side of the head with it or something, you know? He's look here. The ones that got the shaky jake spirit that don't know how to rule a spirit, tell them do what with it?
Let them return and depart early.
And let them depart early. Let them go on and hear them voices that's calling them in the background. I think I hear somewhere. I believe you do hear something.
Yeah.
Did you go ahead to the voice that you hear in the background? Go ahead.
And their return of the people
who
did
2,000. How many returned? How many heard? Unwilling Earl calling them? How many heard it?
And their return of the people
22,000.
22,000? And 3,000. And there remained
10,000. So 23,000 heard Aunt Willie Mae calling, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So look at y'all 23,000 going back. I think I hear Aunt Willie Mae calling you too. But 10,000 remained. What happened next?
Verse
4. What?
And Yahweh said unto Gilead.
And Yahweh said to Gilead.
The
He said, stay 2 minutes. He said, stay 2 minutes. He said, stay 2 minutes. 10,000, that's 2 minutes, too. Yeah. What did he say next?
Rain them down into the water.
He said, I'll tell you what you do. You take that 10,000 you got left and bring them down to the water.
And I'm going to
try them. And I'm going to do what?
I'm going to try
them. Oh, so sometimes you need a fire drill to see what you're made of.
Yeah.
A fire drill. He said, I'm going to try you. I'm going to put the fire drill on you. You know, a fire drill is a false emergency.
Yeah.
But to get you in order, but you never stay on, never relax.
Yeah.
So you have a fire drill come. You get up and go outside. And it ain't nothing happening. You come back inside, right?
Yeah.
So you get a little fire drill, and now you can't get, now you can't hold a pen in your hand now. On a fire drill, now your pen, you can't even write your name. You want to hold my hand. I can't write my hand. So go ahead and read. Go ahead and read.
And I will try them.
And what did Yahweh say you're going
to
do?
Try them.
Oh, so Yahweh would try you. That was the fire. He would try you. For what reason?
I will try them for me.
For you.
I will try them for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I shall be. And it shall be that whom I said unto thee, this shall go
uh-huh.
with thee.
Uh-huh.
The thing shall go with thee.
He said, now I'm gonna try them for you, Gilead. Now the ones I say go and is with you, and the ones that don't, I'm gonna show you what to do behind that. Keep reading.
And whosoever I say unto thee, it shall not go.
And ones I tell you don't go, because you got to watch the spirits on the one that, you know, a hot head and a low head and a fearful head. You got to see all that. Go ahead.
It shall not go with thee. The same shall not go.
The same shall not go. It might be a willing mate. Hey, Willie May, you might well hold back, man. You go on and make some biscuits or something for a minute. Go ahead and read.
Verse 5.
What?
So he brought down the people unto the water.
So he brought the people down to the water. Now, the water is the same thing that Judas doing right now, pointing back at this verse. So that water, he put some book on them to get them to tighten up. You show him what the book is saying. Go ahead and read.
And Yahweh said unto Gilead.
And Yahweh said to Gilead.
Everyone that laughs of the water with his tongue.
Uh-huh.
As a dog.
As a what?
As a dog.
Uh-huh.
Him shall thus say by himself.
Oh, so the one that got that spirit to understand the real deal, you put them to the side. You watch them ones. That to the side. Now that's precept that. Give me Moses, Israel, give me First Maccabees 1:42. So these gonna be the what? Now these gonna be the First Maccabees 1:42. What did 1:42 say?
First Maccabees chapter 1.
Verse 42.
Uh-huh. And everyone to leave his
foreign country. Okay, well, make it Second Maccabees, man. Make this, make it all second chapter, verse 42, down to 44, and see what, then Mother Z had me verse 47 waiting on me. I'm trying to tie this in spiritually. So yeah, as you give it to you, that's how you got to put it on paper. Second, First Maccabees chapter 2. Pick it up at verse 42 to 44. And Mother C had me verse 47 waiting on me. Now tie this in. Just paint the picture.
First Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42 to 44.
42. No, chapter 2, 42. Yeah. Chapter 2, 42 to 44. What does it say?
Then came there unto him a company of
Athenians.
Athenians.
Now listen. Now then came They heard about what was happening. Then came a company of Athenians. Go ahead. Let's see why they came.
Who were mighty men.
They were what?
Mighty men.
Oh, they were mighty men.
Of Israel.
Of who?
Of Israel.
Of Israel.
Even all such as were volunteers.
They were what?
Volunteers.
Go ahead.
Devoted.
Unto the sore instruction. Oh, they was covenant keepers. So that's what, oh, so there was covenant keepers. So they heard that it was another group of Yahda was over here, and they was keeping the covenant. Now we another Yahda over here, Athenians, and we covenant keepers, so we know what we're supposed to do. Covenant keepers got to get together, because there's two types of people, covenant keepers and non-covenant keepers. So the covenant keepers are, look here, they over there doing the Torah instruction. Let's go, let's get with that.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to happen. Keep reading.
Verse 43.
What does it say?
Also all they that fled.
And all they done what?
That fled.
They broke out, huh?
For persecution.
Uh-huh.
Joined themselves unto them.
Uh-huh.
And were a stay unto them.
Uh-huh.
44. So they joined their forces.
What they do?
Join
the covenant keepers got together with other covenant keepers.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm. Not a bunch of hard heads in the war with me. Mm. Covenant keepers got together.
Mm.
And they joined their forces. Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
Yeah. And what happened next?
And smoked.
And then they done what?
Smoke.
And like we tell old Dutch DC, you know, we're going to come back to sooner or later. We just got to get it on.
Mm.
We're going to take care of your 500 million members. And time upon it. After we organize up under the covenant. Huh? What is it? What did folks say? You finish it up?
No.
Go ahead.
Sinful men.
Uh-huh.
In their anger.
Yeah.
And wicked men in their wrath. Have fled to the nation.
Oh, why Judas Maccabees and the covenant keepers came and beat the mean out their case. He beat the meanest right out their chair. What did it say in 47 that Moses?
Sinful men.
Second Maccabees, 247, what did it say? Well, whatever we have, give me that verse 47. We got through reading.
First Maccabees.
What, 247?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did it say in 247? After the who?
Proud man.
Go ahead.
They pursued also after the proud man, and the word prosper in their hand.
Oh, yeah. So you hear what this book is saying. See, now pull back to the Genesis, right? We got that out the way. Back to that third chapter. What we at now?
Okay. Let me see. Okay.
What we at now?
42.
No, we said 55 and 56. I remember that. So now 57 and 64.
We did fire. Fear.
Yeah,
56. Okay, I just read 56.
Okay.
Throughout,
I want to go down to 6. Let me go on to 6. Bring it back up at 55 to 60.
Okay.
55 to 60.
First Maccabees, chapter 3, verses 55 through 60. And after this, Judas ordained captains over the people, even captains over thousands and over hundreds, and over fifties, and over ten, 56. But as for such as were building houses, or had betrothed wives, or were planting vineyards, or were fearful. Those he commanded that they should return, every man to his own house, according to Torah instruction. 57. So the camp removed and pitched upon the south side of Amos. 58. And Judah said, arm yourselves and be valiant men, and see that you be in readiness against the morning, that you may fight with these nations that are assembled together against us to destroy us and our sanctuary. 59. For it is better for us to die in battle than to behold the calamities of our people and our sanctuary. 60. Nevertheless, as the will of Yahweh is in heaven, so let him do. Hallelujah.
So you see, that's what called leadership. Will tell you, just all in the hand of Yahweh, and if you got Yahweh right, he got you right. Let's get one more in a second. Maccabees chapter 8, verse 26 to 29, 33 through 36, and close the statement. Let's see what we got here. Second Maccabees chapter 8, verse 26 to 29. 33 to 36 in the closing statement. So what anointed leadership is saying, the first thing you do is get your Yahweh right. Be on the right side of Yahweh. That, and if he for you, you'll see him show his big black hand. But if he's not, you understand what the situation is. 2 Maccabees 8, 26 to 29, 33 to 36. Listen good. In the closing statement.
Second Maccabees, chapter 8, verses 26 through 29 and 33 through 36. Second Maccabees, chapter 8, verse 26. For it was the day before the Sabbath, and again, therefore, they would no longer pursue them. 27. So when they had gathered their armor together and spoiled their enemies, they occupied themselves about the Sabbath, yielding exceeding praise and thanks to Yahweh, who had preserved them unto that day, which was the beginning of mercy distilling upon them. 28. And after the Sabbath, when they had given part of the spoils to the maimed and the widows and orphans, the residue they divided among themselves and their servants. 29. When this was done, and they had made a common supplication, they besought the merciful Yahweh to be reconciled with his servants forever. Verses 33 through 36. Furthermore, at such time as they kept the feast for the victory in their country, they burnt calicers that had set fire upon the righteous gates, who had fled into a little house. And so he received a reward meet for his wickedness. 34. As for that most ungracious Nicanor, who had brought 1,000 merchants to buy Yahweh Judah, 35, he was through the help of Yahweh brought down by them, of whom he made least account, and putting off his great apparel and discharging his company, he came like a fugitive servant through the midland unto Antioch, having very great dishonor, for that his host was destroyed. 36. Thus he that took upon him to make good to the Romans their tribute by means of the captives of Yahweh Judah told abroad that Yahweh Judah had Yahweh to fight for them, and therefore they could not be hurt because they followed the Torah instructions that he gave them.
Read verse 36 again. What happened again?
Thus he that took upon him to make good to the Romans their tribute by means of the captives in Yahdah Judah told abroad that Yahdah Judah had Yahweh to fight for them. And therefore, they could not be hurt because they followed the Torah instructions that he gave them.
So you had a win-win situation, and the same one that done all that backbiting lies, they jacked him up. We'll talk about that in another lesson. But those that keep the Torah instructions will come out victoriously. And that example, right there in that verse 8, 36, you just make sure you got your Yahweh right. And Yahweh will make sure he be right on time to take care of all the slick enemies. So for Israel, we leave it like that. Closing statement, you on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Sir Israel, for connecting the books. And see Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, we'll bring our elder back in for his closing statement, and we'll see if we get something going on when the lead teacher, the elder teacher, starts taking it from there. Let's bring our elder in and get his final thoughts on the top part of the Sabbath day. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, get back on the clock for your final thoughts, and thus says Yahweh, top part of the Sabbath. Come out. What you saying, WCC? Huh? What you saying? Elder will be mute. And on that note, we're going to bring in Brother Yahdai Israel, the lead elder teacher of Camp 1, and when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be with you there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. See right. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, we in the top part of Yahweh's seventh day, and once again, we must give her this fine one. This is Yahweh's do it, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We know that sometimes it's kind of rough, you know, get on the road and get on over here. Yahweh gave us enough strength to make it for another 5 days, so we see what we can do on behalf of the Most High Yahweh. You know that piece of dedication is right around the bend. I think it's about 2 weeks from today to be exact.
Hallelujah.
Mind on the piece of dedication to get ready for us to come around, so we'll take a look at a few statements concerning the matter right quick, and let's see where we can get started. Brother Israel, let's look at the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12, right quick. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Israel, let's see you right.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the rising spirit shall teach you in the same hour.
Oh, yes, yeah, he'll teach you what we believe that in that very same hour, that the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Well, let's keep at this minister spirit for a short spell, Mother Z. Look at the book of Hebrews. Do the word for Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and 14. Let's keep at this. Righteous minister spirit, as he said, he will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. So let's keep at it for a quick high spell, Mother Z. Book of Hebrews, look at the word of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7, verse number 14. Janice the Spirit is about. The Hebrew. The word in Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 7, verse number 14, of the Israel of the Royal.
Hezekiah made a statement concerning the matter. Made that 38.
Isaiah 38, Mother, he is written. Let's see, Hezekiah put forth the proclamation to the Most High Yahuwah. And Isaiah 38, let's look at 1 through 3. 1, 2, and 3. Mother, he is written. Let's see you right.
Just and good.
All
devil, Yahweh.
So, tell the power to let Yahweh know, look here. I kept your Torah instructions, right? Mm-hmm. Yahweh made a statement concerning Abraham. Let's see if we can put it out. Anybody got another precept? Did I hear something?
I have my ears tied
around here.
Somebody said they got something? Is we hearing that? It's Bible study class, top part of the Seventh Day. I'm hearing something.
All right, let's keep it, Genesis chapter 26. You got something, Mother E? Deuteronomy 6:24. I didn't hear you guys speak up around here. I got too good of ears. Deuteronomy 6:24. Come on with it. Verse 6, yes, ma'am. In Hebrews chapter 9, one of the East Israel, let's see it right. Let's pick it up at verse 1. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, Hebrews chapter 9. Well, then, East Israel, let's see it right. Let's look at verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what we got going on here. Okay, Hebrews. Listen to the word Hebrews, chapter 9, verse number 1, 2, and then verse number 3. Mother E. Israel, the Hebrew.
Chapter
9,
verse
1,
2,
and
3. Yes, ma'am. Verily, it's first covenant, and also
chapter 40. Verse number 1 and 2.
Back to that
First Kings. Our mother Edith read run to First Kings chapter 6. Speaking of that verse number 1. First Kings chapter 6, verse 1. Mother Israel, 11 through 14, 37 and 38. First Kings chapter 6. Let's look at the temple, the tabernacle. To see if we can get lay the foundation, Mother. First Kings chapter 6. Verse number 1, 11 through 14, 37 and 38. But the Israel is here, right? Let's get a little history concerning this thing, Mother.
13, chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
13, 1, 11, 14, 37 to 38.
Yes, ma'am.
13, chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And it comes to pass in the 480th.
80th year. 480th year. Go ahead.
After the children of Israel will come out of the land of
Israel,
Egypt, the house of bondage,
mm-hmm.
in the 4th year of
Solomon
reigned over Israel.
In the 4th year, when Solomon was in power, right, over Israel. So he said it was 480 years. After the children of Israel had came out of Egypt. So he gave us all kind of markers to measure time, right?
Good.
In the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel, what happened?
It's
the month of Bif. And let's see what month is Bif. Anybody got to see his calendar with the Shemek? Verse 13, read that again, Mother.
become the children of Israel, mm-hmm. and will not forsake my people, Israel.
Verse 14, come on.
Verse 14. So Solomon built this temple and finished it. That was it dedicated with sons and sisters. That's over there. Wild juice up there. Come on, Mother Zeke. Come on.
And heart,
and symbol. But they would get down with them, get down, right?
Yeah.
Verse 55, come on. So they say this was the ninth month. Oh, that's 1 month. And we found out that the ninth month is equivalent to what we know as December, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if we see what was going on back in the day. Let's say if it's B.C. Roy. Let's look at 2 Samuel 23:20. Let's see if we can pull out a statement. Is that the one I want? I don't see what I'm looking for yet.
Yahuwah. Excellent. That's all right, Brother Yahuwah Israel. That's what it's all about. Okay. Hey, Bill, let's go back to 2 Maccabees chapter 1, and we'll look at verse 24 down to verse 30. 24 down to verse 30. Let's see what we can get out of this right here. Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 24. Down to verse 30 there, ABFB, let's see what we can get out of this. 24 to 30. Mm-hmm.
1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 24 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. And when he had taken all away, he went into his own land, having made a great massacre and spoken very proud.
Mm-hmm. So this guy got a chance to get up in the southern kingdom. He had him put a good whooping down, and now he over there bumping his gums about how he got to deliver. Go ahead.
Verse 25. Therefore, there was great mourning in Israel.
So now Israel, he delivered us up in grand style. Come on.
And bury every place where they were. Verse 26, so that the princes and the elders mourned,
uh-huh.
and virgins and young men were made sick, and the beauty of women was changed.
Yep.
Verse 27, every bridegroom took up lamentation,
mm-hmm.
and she that sat in the marriage chamber was in heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28, the man also was moved.
And the land was moved too, huh? Great.
For the inhabitants thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And all the family of Israel was covered with confusion.
That all of them was covered with confusion.
Verse 29.
What did he say?
And after 2 years fully
mm-hmm.
expired, the king sent his chief collector of tribute unto the cities of Yahzai Judah.
Uh-huh.
Who came unto Northern kingdom with a great multitude.
No, it ain't. And this time, it ain't got no northern kingdom got the place. All this is southern kingdom act.
Yeah.
And the Maccabees, no more northern kingdom. Just read what you see. Read what you see. Just read what you see.
Who came up to Jerusalem with
mm-hmm.
a great multitude.
Right, so he came to the southern kingdom with great multitude.
Verse 30. And spake peaceful words unto them.
Yep.
But all was deceit.
But everything he was saying was what?
Deceit.
Deceit.
But when they had given him credit, he fell suddenly upon the city and smote it, every sore, very sore, and destroyed much people of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31.
Not good enough. That's good enough. Now, Mother Mozique, give me 2 Maccabees chapter 2. And give me 2 down to verse 5. And Mother E had me 17:18. And Mother D.F. Israel had me 22 to 27 waiting on me. 2 Maccabees chapter 2, 2 down to verse 5. Mother E had me 17:18. Mother D.F. Israel had me 22 down to verse 27. Down to verse 5. 2 Maccabees, chapter 2, 2 to 5. Mother E, 17, 18. Mother D of Israel, 22, down to verse 27. And A.B. of Peter have me 2 Maccabees 3, 1 through 6, waiting on me. 2
Maccabees, chapter 2, 2 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, and how that the seer has given them the Torah instructions, mm-hmm. charges them not to forget the Torah instructions of the Yahuwah, and that they should not hear
error in their mind when they see the image of silver and gold with without ornament. Verse 3. And what other such speeches exalt him then that the Torah instructions should not depart from their mind?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, it was also continually in the same writing that the seal be one of Yahweh's contain the temple and the altar to go with him as he went forth into the mountain with Moses.
Where Moses
climbed up and saw the
heritage
of Yahweh. Verse 5. And when Jeremiah came hither, he found an hollow cave wherein he laid the tabernacle and the altar and the ark and the altar of incense and stop the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's verse 5.
Come on, mother, 17:18. Yeah, what does it say?
We hope also that Yahweh that delivered all his people and gave him all inheritance and the kingdom and the priesthood and the sanctuary, the temple. Verse 18. As he promised in the Torah instruction, will shortly have mercy upon us and gather us together out of every land under heaven unto the righteous place. For he has delivered us out of great trouble and has purified his place.
Mm-hmm. 17:18. DFS, we have 22 down verse 27. And AB have had me the third chapter 1-6 waiting on me.
Second Maccabees chapter 2, verses 22-27.
Yeah, what it say?
And we covered again the temple, renowned all the world over, and freed the city and upheld the Torah instructions which were going down, therefore bringing mercy unto them with all favor. 23.
What you say Yahweh did again now with all favor? What did Yahweh do again with all favor? When what?
Verse 22. And we covered again the temple, renowned all the world over, and freed the city, and uphold the Torah instruction, which was going down.
Oh, so the Torah. Torah instruction of that covenant was going down, that was going down a little bit. So that understanding the covenant, we couldn't see past our nose about it. But go ahead, read.
Yahweh
being merciful
unto them with all favor.
With all what? All favor.
23. All those things I said, being declared by Jason of Cyrene in 5 books.
Okay.
We will.
Yeah, in the first 5 books, huh?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We will attain to a bridge.
A bridge, yep.
In one body.
Okay.
24. For considering the end life number and the difficulty which they find that desire to book into the narration of the story for the
variety
of matter. The variety of the matter.
25. 25.
We have been careful that they that will read.
So be careful for those that they that read, right?
They have delight.
Yeah.
And that they that are desired to commit to memory might have ease. And that all into whom hand it comes might have profit. And 6. Therefore to us that have taken upon us this painful labor.
It is a painful labor. Yes, it is. Very painful labor, yes.
It was not easy.
It was not what?
Easy.
No, it's not easy. I want a Teflon ministry. No, ain't no Teflon ministry.
That's
it's
right.
Not gonna be easy.
But a matter of sweat.
What wants to happen? Oh, a little sweating got to be done. So he said it can be easy. Now you have to. Otherwise, you gonna have to do a little what? You gonna have to do a little sweating.
And
do a little what? You gonna have to do a little watching too, huh?
Even as it is, no ease unto him that prepareth a banquet.
That's right.
And seeketh the benefit of others. Yet for the pleasing of many, pleasuring of many, we will undertake gladly this great pain.
Now, what is he saying there? So what is he trying to tell you? What is he saying? Are we just stumbling around? What is he saying? No, what is he saying? What? Oh, you mean it ain't gonna be a Teflon thing?
Right.
It unloads and all of a sudden you flip it over and nothing sticks.
That's right.
Is that what he's saying?
That's right.
Read that verse again. Read that verse again with a little more with that understanding. That if you're looking for a cakewalk, you should be up. That's Christianity. That's that false hope don't get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Just to receive some Yahweh, he tells them, see, remember, anointed leadership got to always have the scripture for the hope. Now, what did he say again?
26. Therefore to us.
Therefore to us.
They have taken upon us this painful labor.
So the one that take up on us is what kind of label? This is a painful label.
A
bridge.
It was not easy.
It was what?
Not easy.
No, it ain't.
But a matter of
sweat. What's going to be in the bar?
A matter of sweat.
Oh, that's the part I don't like. All that sweat and obey. Man, that's the part. Now, that get me right there. All that sweating. You mean to do this right here? Yeah, this right here. You got to do some sweating in this one. So that's why you got to make sure you always lay, tell what the Bible's saying, and don't get caught up and try to get in the flesh with nobody. You got to stay in the spirit of Yahweh's word. Because Yahweh said it's going to be some what again now? It's going to be some sweat and watching. That means you cannot take a nap now, because if they might come with a, they might come with a big leg young lady or a washboard stomach man. That means you don't look at appearance, you look at either a covenant keeper or a non-covenant keeper. And was you announced to come here? I mean, who you just didn't drop up on your own, right?
Yeah.
That's suspicious because you didn't go through the clearance.
Yeah.
So now we know one thing, you just drop up on your own, that you didn't go through the clearance. So now we watching you now, yeah, because you might have a ball around your side just to mix, just to kind of, you know, you didn't go through no clearance, so you know that don't work no more by sending a little smooth boy to the temple, and then all of a sudden that don't work no more. That don't work no more. That's right, y'all can always be watching now. That's right, tell you, judge not according to appearance. You have to make clear you watching some things now.
Right,
huh?
Yeah.
Not because somebody sound good. Huh? Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of here behind that one. Go ahead. What you say again behind that one? So now you understand what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
What is he saying? What is he saying? What is he saying? Well, okay, well, A.B., hold that point. Let me get a precept out of that. Let's go to 1 Maccabees 12. And we'll pick it up around by verse number 11 and 15. Let's see what he's saying. 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse number 9, 11, and 15. 9, 11, and 15. 1 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 11, 15, and 17. See if we get some, let's see if we work some out.
1 Maccabees.
Thank you there, Brother Yagdai Israel.
1 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 9, 11, and
15. Yeah, what do that say?
Verse 9. Therefore, we also, of this, we need none of these things.
Right.
For that we have the righteous books of Scripture in our hands.
So what you got to have in your hand?
Righteous books.
So if you see somebody coming and ain't got the righteous book in his hand, wait a minute. Uh-huh. This ain't no social club here. Well, where's the righteous book at?
Right.
So otherwise, you supposed to always appear with the what?
Righteous.
With the righteous book. Now I'm watching your hand. I don't see no righteous book in your hand. Huh? You see what I'm saying? So when somebody appear, hey boy, wait a minute. What you here for? I don't see no righteous book in your hand. Right?
Yes,
I'm looking at your hands now. Go ahead and read.
The righteous book of Scripture in your hand, in our hands to comfort us.
So the righteous, because the righteous Scripture would do what with you?
Comfort us.
That would take, that would beat the meanings out of you if you read the Bible. If you don't graduate from the Bible beat the meanings out you. Cause a man will let you know I'm gonna kill you real good when you transgress against me. That'll beat all the meanings out you. That good book. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
Have nevertheless attempted to send unto you.
Now we told you 11, 15, and 17. 11, 9, 11, and 15.
Verse
11. Yeah, we're saying 11.
We therefore at all times without ceasing,
yep,
both in our feast and other convenient days, do remember you in the sacrifice which we offer and in our prayers.
Uh-huh.
As reason is and as it becomes us to think upon our brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Listen good. 15.
For we have help from
heaven. What we got?
We have help from heaven.
Let's see how this help from heaven operates.
That sustains us.
That doesn't say, I don't know, I'm just, what is saying that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Where we at?
Verse 15. For we have help from heaven that secure us so as we are delivered from our enemies.
Uh-huh.
And our enemies are brought underfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
17. That's it. What would have our enemies brought up on our foot? That you can read. What verse would bring the enemy upon your feet that you can read? From what verse? Now you read three verses. Now what verse you gonna pick out that when you got these three verses? Which one of these verses that activate help from Yahweh that you can read? Look at the verses now. Don't make a fast statement without looking at the verses. Which one will help you when all of a sudden that you activate your mighty one? Let's see, it's about being good. Well, what verse 9 say?
Therefore, we also, albeit we need more none of these things.
Yep.
But that we have the righteous book of Scripture in our hands.
You see that? So what compass us? What get us nice and cuddly and comfortable? What kind of scripture? So that's what gets you nice. You be trying to figure out in the brain what's going on, but to be letting you know what gets you feeling nice and comfortable is what? So that's what we're supposed to turn to.
Yeah.
Not all, you know. Now come on back, First Maccabees 3. And we'll look at verse 46 and 40 and 40. Read verse 46 and skip down to verse 49 through 55. And Mother Z, hand me verse 60. Yeah, 3, verse 46. Just skip down to 49 through 55. And Mother Z, hand me verse 60. Better wrap it up. No, we take that a little bit later. We got to go another way because we heard something a little bit different.
1 Maccabees chapter 3.
Verse 46, then skip down to 49 through 55. And Mother Z, had me verse 60. Wait, no. We close it out.
360. 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 46, verse 49 to 55.
And Mother Eve, be Maccabees 10, 31, and 37. 1 Maccabees 10, 31, and 37. Listen to this. 1
Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 46. Wherefore, the Israelites assembled themselves together and came to Mashpah,
right,
over against Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. That's Southern Kingdom. Mother Israel is going to wrap it up in 13, 5 through 11 in 1 Maccabees. Yeah, go ahead. So, how did they do first? They do what? They done what?
They came to Mashpah.
They done what? Now, what did they do?
In Mashpah.
Now read that verse again. What did they do?
Okay.
What did they do?
1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 46. Wherefore, the Israelites assembled themselves together.
Oh, so they got on that one mind, huh?
Yes.
So they got on one mind. Go ahead.
And came to Mashpah.
Then it came to, yeah. Go ahead.
Over against Southern Kingdom. For the Mashpah was the place they prayed aforetime.
Mm-hmm. So they came together on one mind, one accord, right? Good.
Verse 49.
49 to 55. Okay. 49
to 55. They brought also the priest's garment and the first fruit, and the tithe,
mm-hmm.
and the Nazarite,
mm-hmm.
they stirred up who had accomplished their days. Verse 50. Then cried they with a loud voice toward heaven, saying, what shall we do to see?
They got everything in order, and then now they got everybody got their fringes on, and everything going on there. Them paid the tithes and everything, so then they won't know what's next. Then they done what? And then what they do?
They cried with a loud voice.
And they cried with a loud voice toward heaven.
Saying
what?
What shall we do with these?
And what should we do with these?
And whither shall we carry them away?
Right.
Verse 51. For they sanctuary, the temple is trodden down and profaned, and the priests, your priests, are in heaviness.
Yeah.
And lo, the heathen, looking for the first five of the Egypt, the first Esau, the five sons, are assembled together against us to destroy us. What things they imagine against us, you know it. Verse 53. How shall we be able to stand against them, except you, O Yahweh, be our help? Verse 54. Then sounded they with trumpets and cried with a loud voice. Verse 55. And after that, Yahweh Judah ordained captains over the people, even captains over thousands and over hundreds and over 50 and over 10. Verse
56. Mother, give me verse 60. Now they're ready to be organized and together to make the next move. Verse 60, what happened?
First Maccabees chapter 3, verse 60. Nevertheless, as the will of Yahweh is in heaven, so let him do.
So when you in order, what Yahweh will do in verse 60?
Nevertheless, as the will of Yahweh is in heaven, so let him do.
You see that? So Yahweh is telling you, bottom line, to recognize everybody from two positions, covenant keepers, non-covenant keepers. If you recognize them through that, you'll save many headaches. Come on, Mother E. 31, 37, and we're going to close out with Mother D of Israel in 1 Maccabees 13, 5 through 11.